Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Bye. Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Simple song. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve. Come on, say it, church. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. Yeah. You deserve it. to you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Deserve all the praises, the glory, the honor. My hallelujah belongs to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you total praise. Reign in our lives, Jesus. Reign in our circumstances. Reign in this service in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We surrender our lives totally and completely to you, Almighty God. Reign in every area of our lives. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, reign in the lives of our children. Reign in the lives of our grandchildren. Reign in the lives of our spouses. Reign in the lives of our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Reign in our lives, O God. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Reign, Jesus. Reign, O God, in the name of Jesus. Reign, Jesus. Reign, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, how many, if I have thousands and trillions and millions and quadrillions of tongues, is not enough. So say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord. Sometimes we are thinking about only ourselves. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our sins. Sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandbabies. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy, O God. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy for each and every one of us. O God, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. We release the blood of Jesus on the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio service. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood that gives us from day to day. Oh, let the blood speak for us. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Father, we soak every cell, tissue, organ, system in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment where we are in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children's environment in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren's environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Lord, take away our heart of stone and give us your heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us throughout this day, O God, throughout this month, O God. Hallelujah, Father, 24/7. We need divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit right here in our midst this morning. We thank you for the Holy Spirit moving and hovering over every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Lead us, guide us. Oh, show us the path to take and the path not to take. Holy Spirit, our comforter, our teacher, our guide. Oh, Holy Spirit, we are totally dependent on you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you for refreshing us. We drink from the fountain that flows from the river of life. We thank you for turning things in our favor. We thank you for making the way where there seems to be no way. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the battles that you fought for us. battles that we know of and battles that we do know of, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, you are our advocate. We thank you, Jesus, that when the enemy dared to accuse us, oh Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are our advocate. You stand, oh God, before your Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, our intercessor, who intercedes 24/7 for us, sitting at the right hand of the Father. We thank you, Jesus, that we have food to eat. We have a place to stay. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. We don't take these things for granted. We are grateful to you, O God. We are grateful to you. We love you, Almighty God. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your holy name. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, hallelujah. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you will do. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Your grace and mercy brought us through. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. You are our light. You are our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are our shepherd. What shall we want? Hallelujah. We don't have no need, Lord. You said in your word, I will provide all your needs according to our riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, you know what we stand in need of, and we give it to you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us the patience to wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Gloria, Master Seria. We wait expectantly. We wait. In the name of Jesus. Gloria, Master Seria. 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 Gloria, and so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I greet you in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning is a morning of thanksgiving. I remember in the Bible when Jesus healed the 10 lepers. Hallelujah. And only one turned around. Only one turned around to appreciate and to thank Jesus. The other nine went ahead. And the one that turned around, he not only was he healed, he was made whole. In everything, the word of God says, give thanks. Every time Abraham went through different situations, whether it was war or whatever, he always built an altar unto the Lord, thanking the Lord, and not also waiting for divine instructions for the next move of his journey. Hallelujah. And when we stay in the presence of the Lord, he strengthens us. when we wait for him, he is the one that gives you and I the strength to wait. Amen. In the name of Jesus, to walk and not faint and not be weary. Hallelujah. So we do not take these things for granted. And we're going to give two testimonies this morning, and then we'll close. Hallelujah. But I'm going to start with a testimony. When we started the prayer line this morning, hallelujah, sometimes the computer gave us a hard time, but praise God we were able to come through because we started a little late. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the opportunity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to give my testimony. You know, I thought and meditated on this. I told you all last week, Monday, that I lost my first cousin, who is like a big sister to me, to us in Houston, Texas. Very loving and a nice lady. She passed away. And I was meditating and thinking. I've been thinking about her because as close as we were to her, and her came as a shock to us because we didn't know her that she was sick. We knew she had diabetes and stuff like that. But what am I saying? Thinking back that when she woke up June 1st, she was up. She had the opportunity to say, thank you, Jesus. She had the opportunity to praise God for letting us see the month of June. And she had that opportunity, that door, to say, Lord, I thank you. I bless you. She had the opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me. I started this year, January, and I've made it to May 31st. And so, Lord, I bless you. I thank you, Lord, you took me through January. You took me through February. You took me through March. You took me through April. And now you have taken me through May. Lord, I give you the glory. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. Hallelujah. And with praises and thanksgiving and excitement, praising the Lord for bringing her thus far, praising him for starting the month of June. And now praising him in heaven as she sees him face to face. Why am I saying all of this? We do not take things for granted. It's not business as usual. In everything, give thanks, but it is the will of God when you do not say thank you to the Lord. You are disobedient, because the Bible says, but it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning me. So we have to say thank you, whether we want to or whether we don't want to. We are also be grateful to God for the things. We can go to the bathroom and we get pee. We can go to the bathroom. We gotta say thank you. Bless his name. People die because they couldn't go to the bathroom, and we take it for granted that it's normal that we get go to the bathroom, do number one and two, and we take it for granted that it's normal. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we take it as natural. We don't say, God, I thank you. So when we open the line to say thank you, people say, but why can I say thank you, Lord? Say thank you for the small things that God has done, for the breath that you breathe. Begin to bless his name. We don't take one day for granted. Every time we meet a person or every time we see someone, we treat people with love and treat people with dignity and treat people with honor. Hallelujah. We live each day as if it is our last day, that if Jesus will come, will we be ready? No man know the day of the hour. Hallelujah. And what I'm saying to you, being grateful that it is something that should be a part of our lifestyle to be grateful to God. That he's never left us nor forsake us. So the testimony is to be alive. The testimony to have made it to the last Sunday in the month of June. The testimony for how he brought us through each and every day. The testimony that our children are here alive with testimony about what has happened, what has God does for you. Don't be like the nine that was ungrateful to God. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for, first of all, just for life and strength for him. I thank the Lord that regardless of all that we had to, the difficulties we went through to bring this magazine, oh, a lot of people take it for granted. Or they just have a magazine. Believe me, that the ministry have a magazine. It's a mandate for God. Is we do not do the will of Almighty God, we are being disobedient. So we bless God that we have done the 8th magazine. We bless God because he provided the funding to do the magazine. We sell the magazine over 25, including shipping and handling, but look at the cost of printing those magazines. They are high quality. The cost is like $41 just to print it, much less do other things per magazine. But the Lord provides for us to be able to do it, even though we had a program in there, but he provided exceedingly abundantly and were able to do it under the direction of the Holy Spirit. And so we thank him. We started 2020, and now we're on the eighth, and we bless God for the regulars, those who purchase all the time. Hallelujah. It is not, these things are not to make money. Because you don't make money. It is to do the will of God. It's just do what he wants us to do. So we bless God. And then we bless God for the CD project, the music project that we have just begun. God gives you things that you've never done before. And this is how he does with me. He always drops things in my spirit that I've never done before. And I thank God that for, as I learn, as I move along, he's teaching me. We thank God for this project going forth in the name of Jesus as we approach our 12th anniversary of this ministry. And I thank God for my children and our grandchildren and my husband. I'm grateful to God for all that he's done. He's done a lot. There's some testimonies I cannot give. Hallelujah. Oria masanderiako. I thank God. Hallelujah. There's a oria masanderiako yamasin. That we had a problem with a land issue. Hallelujah. I thank God that when the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up a standard, even though the one who were fighting seemed to be big, but there's no one bigger than God. Hallelujah. We thank God that we won the case. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank God that we have income. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as I give these testimonies, I thank you. It never would have been done without you. We bless your name. I seal these testimonies with the blood of Jesus. the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Anyone with a testimony, please press 1 to give your testimony. Hallelujah.
God, I just want to ask God this morning for His grace, His mercy upon my life and my children's life. Just in general, the one under this day, to see this day. It's a day of thanksgiving. So I just want to bless God for this day. I want to bless God for my children. I want to bless God for the ministry. Well, not by mistake, I can always say that I came under this ministry. So I want to bless God for the apostle and my family. I just want to bless God for everything that He's doing in my life, that He continues to do. I don't even know how to praise Him. So I just want to bless God, because if I don't tell Him thank you, I'll be ungrateful. So I just want to bless God for my life, for my family life, and those that are connected to me. I just want to bless God ever so much for His greatness, His goodness, and for my life. Thank you, Lord, for everything that You are doing and continue to do for me. I praise You, and I bless Your name. Thank God for the prayer. I can always say thank God for the apostle. She always teaching all the right things. And the main one, she can always tell us, do not be discouraged. Always encourage yourself, no matter the situation you find yourself in. Always encourage yourself. So I just want to bless God. Sometimes I'm done, but I feel self-published. So I just want to bless God for this day. And Jesus can pray for me, and I do the same.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, bless the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Sister Marietta. Anyone else? Oh, praise the Lord, this is just testimony, hallelujah, press 1 on your keypad, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, if there's a testimony, press 1. Press 1 if you have a testimony. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to bless You. Oh, we say thank You, Lord. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We thank You, Lord. Thank You for the last Sunday in the month of June. Thank You, Lord. We don't take it for granted. We bless Your name. Hallelujah. If no one else of a testimony, we steal the testimonies that we just gave with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For Thine is Thy kingdom, Thy power, and Thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please, everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Not
if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Not
who could
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Come on, everybody, declare. For he.
For